GOP presidential candidate, former Governor Mitt Romney, the former frontrunner in the race, and the current frontrunner, Texas Governor Rick Perry, will both be on stage tonight with a handful of other Republican candidates at the Reagan Presidential Library in California. It's the first of three debates for them in the next 3 weeks. To preview the event, important to Romney, we turn this morning to WBUR's political analyst, Democrat Dan Payne, and Republican Todd Domke. He's courting the Tea Party after ignoring it for most of the campaign so far. He's out with his 160-page plan to boost the economy. What's at stake for Mitt Romney tonight, Todd?
Well, quite a bit, actually. The eyes are going to be on Rick Perry, the new frontrunner. But Mitt Romney needs to prove tonight that he's not going to take this lying down, falling out of first place. He needs to show that he has the strength and the smarts to out-debate Perry. So, once again, we should expect to see a new, improved Romney tonight. This will be Romney version 7.0.
Well, Romney's the candidate who's lost the most ground to Texas Governor Rick Perry. Perry's only been a declared candidate for a few weeks, and he's already leading Romney in just about every poll that's been done. So he needs to do more than just look presidential, which is kind of the way he's played the previous debates. He's been saying that a career politician cannot solve our economic problems, and that's aimed at Perry, who's been the longest-serving governor in Texas history. So Romney's got to learn that lesson, and he needs to engage Perry, and he's going to have to do it directly to his face.
Let's talk about how the campaign landscape has changed over the summer. You've already pointed it out a little. For Romney, he was long viewed as kind of inevitable, the GOP heir apparent. But Michelle Bachmann got into the race and zoomed to the top or near the top. And as you said, Rick Perry gets in and is in front of Romney. Is the inevitability for Romney gone?
That is completely gone. That's right. He started out the summer as the front runner. He led in polls. He led in fundraising. He was practically the presumptive nominee at that point. So his strategy was to play it safe and let other candidates make mistakes. Now, some opponents made that strategy look shrewd because they made gaffes that hurt them. Newt Gingrich, Michelle Bachmann, Herman Cain. One candidate quit, Tim Pawlenty, because he couldn't gain traction. Another candidate, John Huntsman, got a lot of play in the media, but has been stuck at 1% in polls. But it's the new opponent, the Texas governor, Rick Perry, who made Mitt's strategy of playing it safe look risky. And he is now the new frontrunner. In several polls, he's got a double-digit lead over Romney. So now we refer to Mitt as both former governor and former frontrunner.
So is courting the Tea Party and being more aggressive on the campaign trail Romney's version of running scared, even though he seems still very much in control, the hair is still perfect?
Well, I think he recognizes that he has to bow to the Tea Party. He's got to acknowledge that they're a force within the party if he expects to get the nomination. He doesn't want them blocking him at every turn. So I think what's going to happen tonight is that Huntsman is going to be the guy who tries to take on Perry, because he's really been going nowhere, and he cannot afford to have a debate where he's essentially a no-show.
He's very weak in polls, but he has money, he has some credibility, and I think he'll be going after Mitt Romney, not Rick Perry, to become the moderate alternative.
On what grounds?
On the grounds that he is the authentic moderate, whereas Mitt Romney, as he tries to court the Tea Party a little, will sound less moderate. And Mitt Romney is the moderate right now in the race who would lose most from that effort by Huntsman.
So what does Mitt have to do tonight in the debate?
Well, I think he should try to keep the focus on his new plan to revitalize the economy. I'm sure he will do that. He should deflect criticism from minor candidates, and he has to be strong in making a case against Rick Perry. But he should just keep selling his economic plan, staying very substantive and specific. He should come across as the man with the plan. If he's seen as the turnaround expert, the business leader who can revive the economy, he can turn around his own campaign and look like the electable frontrunner again.
I think he's got to engage Perry, as I said before, do a number on Perry that causes the news media to look at his claim that he is a great jobs generator in Texas.
All right. A couple of questions on next year's U.S. Senate race in Massachusetts. In recent days, we've had a couple of polls on the race. The latest, out yesterday from WBUR, puts potential Democratic candidate Harvard professor Elizabeth Warren ahead of three declared candidates, just 9 points behind Brown, even though she's not yet even in the race. It may seem obvious, but should the other Democrats be worried about Warren?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, she has a better percentage, according to the BUR poll, than any of the others who have been pounding the pavement for months.
Todd.
Well, Elizabeth Warren has emerged as the candidate of the liberal establishment. She's got the establishment support out of Washington, D.C. She's benefited from a month of positive news coverage that she might run for the office. But once she announces, things will change. If it becomes a two-candidate primary against Alan Casey, it could look like the populist grassroots Casey versus Elizabeth Warren, the Washington establishment candidate. She'll say she's the consumer advocate, but Casey will say the same thing. Here's the real test. Elizabeth Warren could lock up the Democratic nomination if she's able to convince three people to support her: Governor Deval Patrick, Attorney General Martha Coakley, and Mayor Tom Menino.
All right, let me ask you this question. The earlier poll in the Senate race from the Boston Globe and from the University of New Hampshire Survey Center also had Brown in the lead over his Democratic challengers or potential Democratic challengers, but it also showed his public approval rating slipping. Todd, is Brown vulnerable, at least at this stage?
Well, as a Republican in Massachusetts, he's always been vulnerable. I've never bought the idea that he's so popular as an independent kind of Republican with lots of campaign money that he's sure to win big. No, if he wins, it will probably be a close race within 5%. For him to win big, he'd need two things: a very weak opponent and about 200,000 Democrats to move out of the state.
Well, he's lost a net of 14 points in popularity in 1 year, according to the Globe UNH poll. Brown has been leading a charmed life for the past year and a half. The news media aren't used to covering a Republican senator from Massachusetts, so his every move is seen as groundbreaking. But you can't change your nature. Scott Brown is a Republican. He's going to have to run a Republican campaign, and people are going to have to get used to the idea that he votes like a Republican.
WBUR Democratic political analyst Dan Payne and Republican Todd Domke.